Hey folks, this is Axe with Be Crash Free and New Driver. This lesson is called Intersections 3, Pushing the Red and Jumping the Green. So I'm sure you've all seen this out on the roads. I know I have. No matter where you live, you most likely have drivers who tend to rush through a yellow light trying to beat the red. So this puts the vehicle who's pushing that yellow at a higher speed, and they're very often focused on the light to see if they made it, and not so much focused on other traffic. This also puts the vehicle pushing that yellow light, often not making it and actually running the red. Now, to compound this problem, many drivers also tend to creep forward at a red light, anticipating the change to green, and then take off as soon as it turns, and sometimes a little bit before it turns. So we believe that both of these things happen due to impatience. The driver feeling like they're late for something, taking the traffic light changing to yellow personally. Now, that light is trying to make me even later. Or maybe these are just driving habits that have developed over time and they happen without much conscious thought. Whatever the cause or the reason for it, the reality is that it happens frequently. So if we take these things together, okay, one driver pushing the yellow with another driver jumping the green, we have a serious crash potential. Now, another reality is that we can't prevent the other drivers from pushing that yellow light or from jumping the green light, but we can make sure that we aren't one of those drivers. And we can be prepared for the other drivers to do this. And when they do, we can choose to accept it as a force of nature and not get mad. Now, a green light is just a green light, and it doesn't mean it's clear and it doesn't mean it's safe. We should all remember that a red light or a stop sign doesn't actually stop anyone, and we shouldn't count on it. Now, it's okay to trust that most drivers will, most of the time, because they do. But it's very important that we look and judge for ourselves. The reality is that sometimes they don't stop, and we don't know where, and we don't know when that will happen. So it's prudent to check every time. This may mean waiting a second or two before proceeding to make sure that the cross traffic has stopped. Another strategy is to be aware of what is behind us, in front of us, and to the sides as we approach an intersection. Okay, when that light turns yellow, we have to take all these factors into consideration when choosing whether to stop or continue. Like, are we being tailgated? Is the car in front of us stopping? Is the traffic on the other side of the intersection in front of us slowing or stopping? Is traffic to the sides already starting to pull out in front of us? Now, there's one more item we'd like to add to this lesson, something we call the psychology of the stop sign. It means that when we approach a stop sign, how we approach a stop sign can have an influence on how well we see the reality of other traffic. So the way we look at it, we can approach a stop sign in two ways. One, approach with the intent to go as soon as we see it's clear. So the assumption here is that we will go, but we'll wait at the stop sign if we have to. And of course, many drivers don't actually stop. They just slow down and keep rolling through. The second way we can do it is approach with the intent to stop. And then after we've stopped and waited until it's clear, then we will go. The assumption here is that we will stop. So we believe that when approaching the stop with the assumption to go, we're less likely to accurately perceive the reality of the traffic situation, and we may accidentally pull out in front of another car, violating their right of way. So there are two recommendations here. One is to approach stop signs and stop lights with the assumption being that we will stop. The other is to be prepared for other traffic to approach the stop with the assumption to go, and that they might see us, but not really perceive that we're there and that we have the right of way. So be alert and be ready at intersections. And those aggressive drivers who are rushing the lights, let them go. Yes, even if we have the right of way. I mean, we hope they don't get into a crash, but if they do, let's make sure it's not with us. I mean, whether a crash is the other car driver's fault, our fault, or nobody's fault, the best outcome is for us to take action to prevent the crash from happening at all and get where we're going safe and sound. Questions for discussion. When approaching a traffic light that turns yellow, is your first instinct to slow down and stop, or to keep going and maybe even speed up to beat the red? And are you happy with that answer? Have you ever found yourself pulling out from a stop sign only to slam on the brakes when you suddenly notice a car coming? If so, how can you use the psychology of the stop sign to your advantage to help prevent that in the future? When the light turns yellow, how will you make the decision of whether to stop or go? Discuss the factors involved and how you will get the information you need to make that judgment.